for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Just us. Salome is here.
Oh, Salome. You do my home great honor.
It is an honor to be seen, Justus.
Please, come in. Let me pour you some water.
Oh, no, thank you. I can only stay briefly.
Oh, of course. Of course. Sorry, until these dry, I have nowhere to sit.
Oh, it's a cool day, and I am accustomed to standing.
Of course. I beg your pardon. I have to work while we talk. Bear with me. I must hang these out in the sun out back, or I will run out of paper.
I understand. The Magdalena has an open papyrus room on the roof of the east wing where the wind is driest. The map room is just below, so the map makers can apply ink and it dries in a single day.
Oh, wow. Can't all be Magdalenas, can we?
Salome and the Magdalena went down to the river to meet John the Baptist.
Great. And I trust that Mary was struck by meeting the Messiah? Oh, Salome, you should know anything you wish to say to me, you can say in front of Almelin. Pretend there is a bird at the window.
Nevertheless.
Almelin, will you excuse us?
Of course.
Right, what does Mary want?
What does she want?
I want her to say John is the Messiah. What does she want from me?
Mary Magdalene wants a secure trade route to the west. Mary Magdalene wants to create a lasting peace with the other three paterfamiliae without marrying off her daughters. Mary Magdalene wants two wives, one to help her with the linens and the bread, and the other to teach her good son to be strong and her bad son to be smart. But more than all of this, Mary Magdalene wants to see the Messiah. And she wants the Jewish country called Israel to rise up from the dust of the retreating Romans.
Is that all?
I don't believe you have anything that Mary Magdalene wants.
No, she's looking to get rid of the bad son. I know a guy.
Were you baptized by John the Baptist?
Was I? What? Wait, did Almelin... Oh, shit!
John the Baptist is not the Messiah.
God damn it.
I will say this one time.
You will not blaspheme in front of me.
You won't be the first person to storm out of here in a huff. On the limb!
I do not storm out. That's not how I deal with blasphemers. Do not take the Lord's name in vain.
You really are terrifying, you know that? Oh, Omalim! Did you tell them I was baptized? You told them I was baptized.
Justas, if you came down to the river, you would—
Get out of here, Omalim!
Justas, I—
Salome, did the Magdalena know that Omalim was lying?
Of course.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should—
Omalim?
Not now!
Of course you should swim. Enjoy the water. They have tried to take everything from us, but they cannot take the water, they cannot take the sun. These waters are holy, but you can see upstream, there is new water coming all the time to— Omalim. Go, swim, take these waters, they are yours. Let's talk over here.
Salome is with Justas.
Salome, not Magdalena.
Are they?
Shit!
Maybe it's not what you think.
No. Magdalena would have come herself. They won't back me. What is my coin even for? What is Justas even doing for me?
Are we in trouble?
I've emptied my purse.
Make way.
For nothing.
Make
for
way
nothing.
Over there. Make way
is
over there.
That— What? Here? I told you, Stas, no! I told him we wouldn't—
Wait! Jock, please!
So what am I meant to do? I have a messiah for her, and he will have 2,000 people by the spring, and it could be 5 if she says the word.
10,000 people are nothing in the face of the Romans. Only the messiah will push the Romans out of Israel. And the Magdalena says she hasn't seen the Messiah yet. It will not be John the Baptist.
This is madness. Will the Messiah have some kind of mark on his forehead? John will get the mark. Will he be missing a finger on his left hand? John will lose the finger. If you need him to balance a bowl on his head while reciting the begats from Shem to Abraham, he'll do it. He's a lunatic, but he's good on the Torah.
The Magdalena says he is not the Messiah. He needs none of the things you've said. He needs only the word of the Magdalena.
That is complete shit, and you know it. That story was started by my uncle when your lady's family asked him for help. The Magdalena wasn't the Magdalena then. There were a bunch of farmers who wanted to trade for oil. My uncle invented the story of her sight.
You call it a story. We call it truth.
I thought that was my job.
And it's my family now, not just hers.
Yeah, I heard you were sisters. Do your husbands approve?
Nobody's asked them.
Maybe I should ask one of them if John is the Messiah.
Without the word of the Magdalena, he is nothing.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. I think 2,000 men shouting the name Messiah may drown out one woman saying, no.
He is not the Messiah.
The people will say he is. That will make him so.
Justas, the people? The people have never made anything happen, never.
The people have made everything.
Oh. You walk out your door, you take 100, 200 steps, and you are essentially still in your home. You walk 500 steps, and you are not far, not far at all, but you still know every face, every tree.
Yes.
Once you have walked 2,000 steps, you have walked a mile. 1 mile. Now you see only a few familiar faces. Do you know this, measurement? A mile?
I know a mile. I deal in trade over many miles.
10,000 steps is 5 miles. Do you see the math?
I can add.
Most men never walk more than 5 miles from where they were born.
How is that?
The people are just people. Each a person who has never walked more than 5 miles from the spot where they were born. They can't know what your new plan is. They can't be heard, even if they shout from the hilltops next to their hovels. Not a one of these people has heard of your Baptist because they have never put enough steps together to even walk 5 miles. You think 2,000 people is a lot of people. You think 10,000 people is a lot of people. But if you have 10,000 people, you will still have nothing. They are still just the people yelling from hilltops next to hovels. The people have never made anything happen. 10,000 people can all cry, Messiah, Messiah. And unless a leader from one of the families agrees, it will be as if they said nothing. It has always been thus.
I don't disagree with you.
So, John the Baptist is not the Messiah.
That I don't agree with.
You just said...
I just said I don't disagree. It has always been thus. Yes. But just because it has always been thus doesn't mean it always will. People only walk 5 miles from where they are born now. You make the mistake that this is how it will always be.
This is how it will always be.
Caesar is one man. But he is also Rome. The Messiah is one man, but he is also Israel. When he comes, all 50,000 steps from here to the sea will be filled with Jews heralding their king.
I apologize. I apologize, Justus. Salome, I'm so sorry.
I told you to get out of here.
It's John the Baptist.
What happened?
I'm so sorry, Justus. He made a mistake. He made a huge mistake at the river.
What?
Herod wanted to see the Messiah, so he went to the river. I just came from there.
Oh, no.
He attacked Herod.
What? How? Where were Herod's men?
Herod came to the river. He came into the river. He was to be baptized.
But really? You're saying King Herod saw John the Baptist and committed himself to baptism, to being a new kind of Jew?
Well, yes. There were 1,000 people there, and Herod saw the people, but he didn't see John. It was hard to see. Herod saw the people and spoke to the people, but he waded out into the water asking for John, saying he was the king of Judea, that he needed to be one with his people. John saw him and just went crazy.
In what way?
Herod's marriage? I don't understand it. Something about the queen or...
Shit! Yes! Herod divorced his wife and fucking married his brother's wife.
What did John the Baptist do to Herod?
Amalyn, we'll talk about this later.
Answer me, child.
He tried to drown him. Herod lay back in the river and John pushed him under. The only thing that saved Herod's life were Herod's men, who dragged them apart. There was almost a war between Herod's men and the baptized.
Almost?
The baptized had only fists and sticks.
How many soldiers were with Herod?
6.
There were 6 soldiers with Herod, and 1,000 baptized? John the Baptist is not the Messiah.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Six, Take this, go back to Amos, make sure they're telling the same story we are. The baptized are waiting for us to make ourselves into a new... You know what to say. Just sell the baptism. The baptism is the point.
Of course.
Wait. Hold up. Listen. You can't lie. You gotta be done with the lying.
But... just us. I don't understand. You lie all the time.
Wait, no. No. Listen to me. There is sunrise and sunset, and they are two opposite things. You say the sun is coming up when the sun is going down. That's a lie. Instead, say something about where the sun is in the sky and put the context around it.
I don't understand.
Okay. When you say the larder is where we have cheese,
mm-hmm.
then that's true, even if there's no cheese in there. You see, it is where we have cheese normally.
But we don't have cheese in there now.
Right, but you're not saying there is cheese in the larder. That's a lie.
I understand.
When you say all the Jews, like just us, are hungry for baptism, then you're talking about the sun in the sky. When you say just us was baptized, then you are saying it's morning when it's about to be the goddamn night.
Just us! I'm so glad you're home!
Oh, fuck's sake. I spoke to him!
Just us, I hope you don't mind. I need to speak to you.
I'll go.
To Amos, and no lies.
Just us.
Spoke to John, I spoke to Vizalis, everything is fine. He got carried away, but he's all done with that shit, and she's gonna make sure the baptized know it was her idea to leave Herod. John's gonna shut up about the whole thing. There's nothing to worry about.
It will be good to bring peace to the baptized, but...
Vizalis will say she left Herod. She's happy to do it because people hate Herod so much, and I'll make sure John knows to lay off.
That is wonderful. The Jewish people should be one, but there's no need. I've seen him.
I know. Salome told me.
No, Justos, you misunderstand me. I have seen him. I have seen the Messiah.
You saw...
the Messiah.
Suppose it's too much to hope that we're talking about the same guy?
No.
Well, shit. I guess I'm out of a job.
No, you're not. The Messiah has only a handful of followers. He needs John the Baptist.
Wait, who is this man?
Jesus, son of Joseph, the Nazarene.
Yeah, that I know him. I mean, I know of him. Yeah, that's a really good choice, actually.
I didn't choose him. He's the son of God.
Well, that's great. That makes my job super easy. You don't need me or John. Let's just get God to come down here and tell the king and the Romans that we're gonna need Palestine.
You work so hard at being distasteful. Why would you do that?
Are you asking me why I'm distasteful or why I bother to work so hard?
We will call it Israel, not Palestine. This is the land promised to Abraham.
Okay. Hey, why don't you come inside? We'll figure out what to do.
That is very kind, but I have more errands. Will you walk with me?
Of course.
I believe I know what to do. John must baptize Jesus. Do you think you can make this happen?
I don't know. John thinks the Messiah gig is all his. He'll be pretty pissed that Jesus wants it.
I understand. I do. It will be hard. But he is the wrong man, right?
He's the right man for me.
Ah, because of the coin, yes?
I feel a certain fondness for his claim.
I don't want to insult you by assuming you can be bought. Just us. I want you to do what you think is best. If you believe John the Baptist is the Messiah, then...
Mary, I think we should never assume anything. You assume that I'm not interested in coin. I assume that John the Baptist is the Messiah. We might both be making a mistake, right? Maybe we should test both those theories.
Will John baptize Jesus?
He will. He's made a mistake. He knows it. He will baptize Jesus, and then we'll figure out the next step. Oh, good God, Mary, don't pull your purse out.
I have not.
Your life must be simply amazing. You can stand in the middle of the street holding a bag full of coin and worry about nothing.
I worry about everything. You worry about coin. I worry about everything.
Yeah, I'm a simple man.
All right, then. Consider this a gift to allay your worries. You have expenses. Use this coin to further the goals of the State of Israel in any way you see fit.
Don't give me coin for that, Mary. I won't use it for that. Shall we?
I have a question. I don't mean to be insulting, but...
Ooh. I'll be all right. Go ahead and ask.
Do you want to see the Romans gone?
That's a great question.
What a graceful way of not answering.
My mother was a whore, you see.
Ah, so perhaps your father was Roman.
Oh, do I look Roman to you? This is the face of a Jew. I have the eyes of a Jew, the hair of a Jew. When I eat a rich man's food and my friends laugh at me curled up on the toilets, I know that I have the stomach of a Jew.
The way you hope to shock me gives me endless delight.
I know that I'm a Jew. But I've never been able to see how the tablets tally differently when it's another kind of man keeping track. I grew up with Jews, Romans, nobodies, and at the end of the day, they were all just grunting and rolling around in the dirt.
All men are sons of Adam, but we
see,
are...
See? That's the difference. You were born to a tribe. I was born to nothing. Your jewelry, your robes, even your sigil on your ring, those were passed down from your family. These, on me... None of these is my birthright. I smiled and I made up a story and I got a coin. I turned that coin into coin. I grew up, look, apologies for this, but I grew up watching men fuck these women, my mother and my aunts, and that look that men get on their face, it's all the same, just before. And right at the end, that look, it's all the same.
I know the look.
But you care if the Romans are gone? You want this land? Like, here, this, right here, you want this?
Yes.
Why? Because God promised us?
No.
Then why?
There is a map hanging in the westernmost bedroom in our house. And there are two rivers that stretch from... Okay, just ask, do you actually care why I want Israel?
Yes. Wait. No, I guess not.
Great. Then I'll leave you to it.
To...
We've got some business to take care of.
Why did you come here? You know why you are here. You know me. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who are splendidly clothed and live in luxury are found in royal palaces. I stand before you with no wine or liquor in me, no bread. No cloth on me but the wool from the camel. No food but what God has given me from the tree and the bush. I stand before you as a lily in a field, free of the jewels and decorations that our so-called leaders cover themselves in. I stand before you as a man only. A man. A single being. Made perfect by the divine love of God, and made less so only by my own failings. I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every ravine will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be brought low. The crooked man will become straight, the hungry will be filled, the pauper will be delivered, and those that man exalts will be brought low. The rough roads will be smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. Who are you? Who are you that you stand there and stare? Speak! Speak your name or close your eyes. I cannot bear the way you look at me. Look away! I cannot baptize you. I can't. I would rather be baptized by you. I cannot baptize you. Will you not speak? Say it. Say it! Say the words I cannot say. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing with water. But he will baptize with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Behold, it is the Messiah. And I say to you, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
John the Baptist is dead.
Oh, you gotta absolutely be fucking kidding me.
Gideon Media presents Almalem by Sean Williams, directed by Jordana Williams. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Music by Adam Blau. Produced by Kara Ehlenfeld. Featuring Danny Martinek, Nat Cassidy, Yolanda Kay, Mac Rogers, and Charlie E. Parker. Special thanks to Augustus Alexander, Steve Alexander, Micah Busey, Julie Castle, Dan Coyce, Harper Coyce, Lyra Coyce, Kate Cosma, Will Lowry, Lori Parquet, Stacey Raymond, Alia Smith, Moira Stone, Barnaby Williams, and Marlena Williams.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.